Just because you're the best now doesn't mean you always will be. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William C. Kirby, T.M. Chang Professor of China Studies at Harvard University and Spangler Family Professor of Business Administration at Harvard Business School, details how American academic leadership may be threatened.
What makes a country powerful? Armies? Navies? Or the realm of ideas? In modern times, the influence of a nation can be measured by the strength of its universities. My work chronicles the rise and fall of great universities as nations compete in a world of knowledge. The modern research university was born in Germany in the 19th century, propelling it to the forefront of science and power. Today, American institutions dominate nearly every major ranking of global universities. However, America's supremacy in higher education is under great stress, while Chinese universities are on the ascent. Will China threaten American supremacy in the 21st century? Public institutions in the United States educate 3/4 of all American university students, but 43 of 50 states have disinvested in higher education since 2008. Meanwhile, China has shown an unmatched ambition to fund more of the best world-class universities, and for this effort, China has more of the best human capital, Chinese scholars at home or in the diaspora, than any university system in the world. Chinese universities continue to rise in global rankings, and two of them, Tsinghua and Peking universities, now outrank most of the Ivy League. Chinese higher education still faces challenges, including concerns about academic freedom. But I hope that my research can act as a wake-up call to America to reinvest in its intellectual infrastructure.
That was William C. Kirby of Harvard University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.